My guest at this time is Judge Deneen Pirro. She is the host of Justice with Judge Deneen on the Fox News Channel, and she's also the author of the brand new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. And Judge Deneen, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, I'm delighted to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, your book is being released at a big moment, a big news cycle this week. Of course, they all seem to be that way now. But of course, the reaction and counter-reaction to what the president had to say alongside Vladimir Putin in Finland on Monday from folks, even some supporters, wishing he had defended the intelligence community stronger. But the outrage on the left reached hysterical proportions in many different sectors as well. So what's your big takeaway from not only what happened on Monday, but the reaction to it?
Well, I think that anything that Donald Trump says is going to cause the left to have a breakdown. And honestly, they're just looking for something to complain about. And, you know, the president said, look, I misspoke. And, you know, to me, that's the end of that. But that's not enough for the left. Look, the left is determined to disenfranchise the American voters. And the left is determined to make sure that everything the man does to make America great again is something that they, you know, think is anti-American or is, you know, illegal or obstructionist or anything you want to call it. That's why I wrote my book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. As far as I'm concerned, there is truth in the book as it relates to a collusion on the part of those in the Obama administration who wanted to make sure that in the event the unthinkable would happen, and that is Donald Trump, the elected president, they would have an insurance policy. That insurance policy is the Russia collusion investigation. The insurance policy is their effort to overthrow this man in the event he is elected. And so what we have watched for the last year and a half, since the man has been in office who gets up every day to fight for Americans, is we've seen the left have a collective breakdown. They blow their collective gasket every time he says or does something. The truth is, though, when I talk about this in the book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, I talk about the fact that this president has got the economy going again. There are more jobs than there are people to fill them. The ISIS is the caliphate's pretty much destroyed in the Middle East. And, everybody was talking about nuclear war with North Korea. And, you know, now we've got a president who's met with North Korea and done, by the way, with Putin, what every other president has done for the last 75 years, and that is meet with the Russian president. Nobody talks about the fact that the only collusion going on is Hillary Clinton selling 20% of America's uranium to Russia with a payback of $145 million into the Clinton Foundation and a $500,000 quick cash deposit for Bill's 20-minute speech with a Kremlin-connected company. Nobody wants to talk about that stuff. And that's why I wrote the book. And make no mistake, I got 20 years in, 30 years actually, in law enforcement. I get it. I know the law. I know the difference between right and wrong. And I know a con when I see it. And Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration, and followed up with Peter Strzok and all the rest of them, has done everything that they can to cash out with Russia and to implicate Donald Trump in something that has absolutely nothing to do with him, and that is collusion with Russia.
It might be hard to know from the outside, Judge Deneen, but we've now, about 14 months into the Mueller investigation. Some say he's building up to something. Others say if he had anything, we'd know it by now. If there were any charges actually related to collusion, how do you read it?
How do I read it? I'll tell you how I read it. You know, I was a prosecutor. I ran an office that prosecuted over 40,000 cases on average a year. What I think is that Robert Mueller is there with a team of some of the most anti-Trump attorneys I have ever heard of, and who've made contributions to Hillary Clinton or defended the foundation. And their mission is to find anything and everything. And as they scour everything, and as they try to squeeze father against son and lawyer against client, they are determined to find something. Will they? Who knows? But all I know is there's no collusion with Russia. There's no obstruction. And the guy, listen to this, the guy who was overseeing the Mueller probe, Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, the guy who's actually convinced Jeff Sessions to go hide in a closet somewhere, he's the one who said that Trump should fire Comey. And now he's the one who is saying, you know, we got to check out, we got to investigate obstruction. I mean, it's laughable, except that we're talking about the presidency. We're talking about dark forces in American history who are looking to take down a duly elected president, disenfranchise the American electorate. And, you know, I've had it. That's why I wrote Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And I outlined the case against the anti-Trump conspiracy. And by the way, I know Jim Comey. He was the United States attorney when I was a district attorney, the elected district attorney, and our offices were next to each other. This guy was called Cardinal Comey by his own people behind his back because he's got this holier-than-now, you know, kind of approach to, you know, I'm a good guy, I'm saintly, when it's hogwash. He did an investigation of Hillary Clinton on that email server, and make no mistake, there is no way that a woman who is the Secretary of State, who only communicates via her private server, doesn't have classified information on that server, because if she doesn't, then she's not doing her job, and we ought to get our money back. So, I mean, it's just, I could go on and on. That's why I wrote the book. I had had it. I can't handle it when people say, like Peter Strzok did, don't believe your lying eyes.
Judge Jeanine, two quick questions, if we can, in our remaining couple of minutes here. Let's focus on leakers. There's been so many leaks coming out, especially in the early months of the Trump administration. What's been the repercussions of that, since obviously a lot of that was classified information? And do we know who's actually responsible for that?
No, and the shame of it is, and I agree with you, there were many leaks. And the truth is that during the Obama administration, leaks were prosecuted at a number much higher than anything we're seeing now with the Trump administration. I mean, they shut everyone down. What this president is trying to do is get a hold on it, but that's what the deep state is all about. The deep state is all about people, middle management, people who are, in a position to know and understand the system, and it's very hard to identify them.
And finally, just I want to get your take on the media as it relates to Trump. A lot of people obviously accuse you of being in the tank for Trump or being excessively pro-Trump. They say the same thing about folks like Sean Hannity. Obviously, if you watch CNN or MSNBC, it's relentlessly anti-Trump. What's your take on the media right now, and what do you see as your role in it?
Well, look, my show is called Justice with Judge Jeanine. It's on Saturday night on the Fox News channel. And initially, I fully expected to be talking about crime because that's my wheelhouse. But to be honest with you, there's more crime in Washington going on every day than there is in criminal courtrooms across this country. So I see my role as what it's always been, and that is identifying right versus wrong, good versus evil. And I never thought I'd be doing this, but I've run for office 5 times. I mean, I know the drill. You know, I know what's done. But what I am not happy about and what I'm very concerned about is when people actually lie to the American people and then say, don't believe your lying eyes. What I said isn't what I meant. And that's why I wrote the book. And that's what I do on my show every Saturday night. And, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and all that other stuff. But I am in this for the long haul.
The book is Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. It's on sale now. You can obviously get it online and various number of other places. Judge Jeanine, thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Judge Jeanine Pirro is host of Justice with Judge Jeanine on the Fox News Channel every Saturday night. She's also the author of the brand new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.